This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Art music is a vast, complex and dynamic genre filled with beauty, joy, strangeness and wonderment. And you'll find all of it here, in the joy of classical music. Thank you. from the New York Times list of the best classical albums of 2025. That was lutist Thomas Dunford with John Dowland's A Dream. That's from an album called Songs of Passion, a collection of vocal and instrumental music by John Dowland and Henry Purcell, made in collaboration with mezzo-soprano Lee DeSondre and the Jupiter Ensemble. Here's the New York Times' Aya Roshanian. Songs of Passion is like a series of rooms we keep returning to. Dowland's melancholy and Purcell's volatility are smoothed into elegance, a place where passion becomes posture. DeSondre sings exquisitely, and Dunford plays immaculately. But it's the raw ache confused in these intelligently curated interpretations that deeply moves. Kia ora koutou, I'm Andrew Johnstone, and welcome to episode 138 of The Joy of Classical Music. And, as with last week and the week before, we will be listening to some of the best classical music albums of 2025, as selected by the New York Times, The Times, and classical streaming site Presto Music. And still with the New York Times, from Nonesuch Records, it's the collected works of Steve Reich, a 27-CD set that spans six decades. Here's David Weininger of the New York Times. Behold the grand arc of an American master's composing career, from the early phase works of the 1960s to some of his newest works. This set is the story of how Steve Reich altered not just the course of Western music, but how we listen to and think about music in the first place. We'll be listening to The Heavens Declare the Glory of God, the first movement from 1981's Tehillim, a setting of Hebrew texts from the Book of Psalms.
Oh,
back to Lee DeSondre, Thomas Dunford, and the Jupiter Ensemble. From Songs of Passion, it's Come Again, Sweet Love Doth Now Invite, the first song from John Dowland's first book of songs, or airs.
Come again, sweet love doth now invite, thy graces that refrain, to duly do delight, to see, to hear, to touch, to kiss, to die.
Presto is a specialist classical and jazz music streaming site, and from Presto's editorial team's top 10 recordings of 2025, it's an album of works by the composer Max Reger called Reger, four tone poems after Arnold Böcklin, Opus 128, and Romantic Suite, Opus 125, courtesy of Sweden's Gävle Symphony Orchestra. Here's Presto's James Longstaff. The highlight is undoubtedly the set of four tone poems inspired by the Swiss painter Arnold Böcklin that is every bit the equal of Rachmaninoff's imagining of the same painting. It's a magnificent work. Inspired by Arnold Böcklin's painting The Hermit, here's the Gavla Symphony Orchestra with Max Rieger's The Fiddling Hermit. At number one on the Times Best Classical Albums of 2025 list is Stills and Bonds, Symphonies and Variations by the Philadelphia Orchestra. The album includes three works, William Grant Stills's Symphonies No. 2 and 4 and Margaret Bonds's Montgomery Variations, a seven-movement orchestral work dedicated to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and the Civil Rights Movement. William Grant Stills's Second Symphony is a four-movement orchestral work that explores the integration of African Americans into modern American society. And we'll be listening to the fourth movement, Song of a New Race. Following that, it's Benediction, the seventh movement from Bonds's Montgomery Variations.
Thank you.
And to finish, it's another pick from Presto Music's list of the best classical recordings of 2025. And this time, it's an album of works by composer Anna Klein called Abstractions. Here's Presto's James Longstaff again. These colourful, vivid pieces, largely inspired by works of art, are all dazzlingly performed by the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. With a working relationship stretching back 15 years, both composer and conductor have spoken effusively about their love of the collaborative process as each new piece is brought to life for the first time, and that joy comes across loud and clear in all of these performances. I'll be back next week with the final episode in this series, and among the selections is an astonishingly beautiful cello concerto by Arthur Bliss, and from composer Tania Leon, an evocative remembrance of the sights and sounds of her Cuban youth. Until then, here's the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra with Anna Klein's Within Her Arms.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.